We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Vice President Pence yesterday, even though according to the network newscasts, there's been some hostility continuing in that region, there's apparently a pause in at least Turkey's side of it, according to what we reached yesterday. The whole Syria-Turkey thing has got a lot of different working parts. I've invited Congresswoman Ann Wagner from the 2nd Congressional District to join us this morning to talk this over. Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Regardless of where people fall on this, I would imagine there's no way to spin it that it's not good news that we were able to send a delegation over there and at least bring the hostilities to a pause.
Oh, it's outstanding news. I mean, to have this temporary ceasefire, about 120 hours, 5 days, is key here. And kudos to our president, President Trump, and to Mike Pence, Secretary of State Pompeo, for getting this done. We've now got a buffer zone. The Kurds have time to move and get to safety, and our troops are being pulled out. Remember, Mark, and we all have to remember, we do not want this situation to turn out like the Obama administration when they abruptly pulled out of Iraq in 2011 and allowed ISIS to grow and take cities in Iraq and Syria. We are there to fight ISIS. Their manifesto is to establish a global Islamic caliphate, to destroy the United States of America and our very way of life. So we've got to contain these terrorists and prevent any further damage to our own national security. We fight them there, in the Middle East. We don't fight them here at home. And we have to make sure that those 70,000 terrorists, militants, and their supporters that are in detention facilities and prison do not get out and rise again. So there has to be time to secure those locations and also to make sure the Kurds who fought with us against ISIS to defeat them in Iraq, they're our allies, and we've got to treat them as such. We can't abandon them at this point in time.
I want to talk about HJR 77. That was the joint resolution on Syria. 354 yes votes to basically condemn the president's actions in Syria. 60 no votes. You were in the yes column. Is it because of that concern over abandoning the Kurds? What was your reason for that vote?
Well, and to make sure that ISIS isn't going to rise up. I mean, really, what the resolution did was make clear that we're fully in support of our Kurdish allies and that we oppose the Turkish assault. And I believe that Congress acting in a very large and bipartisan manner helped to hold the administration's feet to the fire so that they would send Vice President Pence and the Secretary Pompeo over to Turkey to hold them accountable. We cannot have a resurgence of ISIS. We cannot allow tens of thousands of terrorists and their supporters that are locked up to be set free. We don't want to have to go back in there. We want to make sure that we prevent a genocide of the Kurds, contain these terrorists, they don't regroup, and also we want to conduct a safe repositioning of and withdrawal of our troops and ensure safety and stability in the region. I think this is the wise way to go about it. I'm glad we've got 5 days here to recruit. We'll see how things unfold here.
I worry when I see things like this that that you know, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the folks in the House who are laser focused on doing every single thing they can to investigate and talk about impeachment and all of that, simply use issues like this one in their attempt to tie up and manipulate what's going on in this administration. That was my concern when I saw that vote, because I see those folks using this as another way to fight the Trump administration.
They're not even focused on this. Not one single bit. It is impeachment, 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 trying to overthrow the election of Donald Trump in 2016. That is all that they are laser focused on. They're not about doing the work of the people. I'll be staying here, Mark, over the weekend. High-level talks that I'll be involved in with the administration, with a small group of members of Congress, Republicans, to talk about the work we need to get done on trade, on lowering prescription drug prices, on USMCA. USMCA, you bet. All of these things have got to get done, and we're pleased about the progress that the president has made with China and others. We continue to work. That's what I'm here to do. And I assure you that all that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are focused on is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. So it's unfortunate, but we also have to make sure, like I said, we send a positive message to the rest of the world and our allies that we stand with them and that we'll have their backs. The Kurds defeated ISIS with us in this region, and we've got to make sure that we sustain that we protect them and allow a certain amount of time for them to move south, us to clear our troops out. And nobody wants our troops to be in Syria indefinitely, certainly not me, but we've got to act wisely and make sure that we don't create a bigger mess for ourselves in the future, like Obama did with Iraq and Syria.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner, our guest this morning, let me have you address this ongoing fake controversy, in my opinion, over what Mick Mulvaney said yesterday. But go ahead and play cut number 10 for us, please.
Be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happens as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
You know, the media took that, and they the top of their heads blew off, and even this morning they've still got banners running on the network news that Mick Mulvaney admitted to a quid pro quo, even though he made it very clear in a follow-up statement that's not what he was saying at all. What he was saying is, when you're the 800-pound gorilla in the room, like the U.S. is in negotiations, you leverage for what's in the best interest of the U.S. all the time. That's how I took it.
That's right, and it is our job to fight corruption in some of these fragile countries around the world and around the globe. And our aid, our assistance, it needs to be contingent upon certain things. And the fact that the administration took a pause while a brand new president was being not even sworn in yet in Ukraine and said, hey, let's have a discussion about corruption. And that's what's at the root of this. This happens, this does happen all of the time. And the media is just in absolute overdrive on this. And I can tell you, I sat in because I'm on Foreign Affairs. I'm the number two ranking Republican there. I sat in yesterday morning on a portion of Ambassador Sondland's impeachment hearing and testimony and such. And it was made very clear that there was no quid pro quo. This was not about politics. This was about corruption. And the fact that this administration wants to hold countries like Ukraine and others feet to the fire is how it should be, and it's how we handle diplomacy and our foreign policy all the time. I was a former U.S. ambassador. That's how we roll.
Yeah. Well, sure. Thank you. And thank you for pointing that out, because it's just completely been blown out of proportion this morning with the mainstream media, who didn't seem to care that we have Joe Biden on tape admitting that he withheld $1 billion in financial assistance and loan guarantees until they took action that he requested. I mean, that's we've got the audio of that happening, and nobody seems concerned about that at all.
Yeah, well, we are. And I will tell you that there are a lot of the things dealing with in the arena of corruption that I believe that the Attorney General Barr is getting to the bottom of. And I think we'll be hearing more about those things in the coming weeks here. But what is happening here in Washington, D.C. is a disservice to the people that I represent, that all of us have been sent here to serve.
Sure.
We have work to do. And this sideshow, this political partisan sideshow, is a travesty, just simply to overthrow an election when we have an election a year from now.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm here, like I said, I'll be staying over the weekend. I'll be meeting with Mick Mulvaney and others in the White House to talk about our agenda moving forward. And I look forward to that, and then remaining to get our work done, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, feel free to call in and give us an update when you get an opportunity to do that. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.